2 days after the failed Wistar raid, Libby prisoners on the night of February 9th began crawling through the cramped and suffocating tunnel. By the next morning, 109 inmates had escaped. When guards discovered the breakout, Confederate soldiers immediately began a manhunt. Within a few days, 52 escapees had been captured. Others found refuge among the white and black members of Richmond's underground. A handful showed up at the Church Hill mansion, but not knowing that February 9th was the night for the breakout, Van Loo happened to be away from home, helping her brother John evade Confederate authorities who wanted to put him back in the rebel army. He had been having a running battle with the authorities in trying to evade mandatory service, claiming at one point to be physically unfit. A doctor ruled that though John was frail, he could serve in the military, so he was ordered to report for duty. His sister Elizabeth, venturing out in disguise, was at a friend's house where John was now hiding. He eventually escaped north to federal lines and swore an oath of allegiance to the Union. Not knowing of the Libby escape, Mary Bowser and the other Van Loo servants turned away the Union men who knocked on the door that night. Van Loo was distraught when she learned her hiding place would not be used. Her servants, however, had reason to be cautious. After Van Loo returned, Mary said 6 men showed up at the mansion's front steps, claiming they were escapees, and they understood that Van Loo and her mother were Unionists. "No, no," Van Loo answered, becoming suspicious. "No Unionists here." The 6 men were rebel detectives disguised as federal prisoners.